K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I'm actually coming to you. This is the weekend edition, K-State Player Profile. Woo! We're getting after it, folks. Here I'm recording on, actually, Friday morning here in cool KC, Missouri, July 19, 2024. This will come out at some point tomorrow, even though I'm recording this player profile this morning on this Friday. Hope everyone has had an excellent week, hopefully. It seems like this week's gone by even faster and faster here as, hey, put it this way, it's a week less, more, up to football season. Put it that way. We're just going to get into it right now. Obviously, I did not post anything. Let's just get everybody caught real quick. I did not post anything on Thursday. I forgot to upload an episode. So, by the time you listen to this, that should be up wherever you get your podcast. There, if it's your first time listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, appreciate it. For those who have been following along throughout the summer, in and out, throughout the transition period earlier this spring, or been with us since the very beginning of the Pearl Project Podcast, we appreciate your support. Download the Pearl Project Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, we did an episode over on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. We did not do an episode, an extra bonus episode yesterday, but we did do at least one. Go check it out with my co-host Alex Aiden. He will be with me throughout after every Kansas State football game in 2024. Speaking of which, Austin Moore, he was one of the five players that was down at over West Las Vegas over at Media Days, Big 12 Media Days, 2 weekends ago now, and we're just gonna summarize what he's done up until this point. Obviously, he and Brendan Mott announced last spring that he's coming back to finish off what has been an uprising career at K-State. Last year, he was 2023 All Big 12 Second Team Coaches Team. Last year, honorable mention, Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, again by the coaches. And then a year before that, back in 2022, All Big 12 honorable mention by the coaches again. And then since his inception, the K-State 2020 to 2023 First Team All Academic Big 12 Team. Excellent off, on, and off the field. And then 2022-23, he was nominated again for, he was on the Academic All-District for the College Sports Communicators there as well. His career at K-State, at this point, he is one of the leaders, if not the leader, on that defense, along with his running mate, Desmond Purnell, linebacker mate. Started 27 games in his K-State career, going back to his first game, to 2022, so still, sort of to me, still kind of new to that defense, but he's a veteran, and he mentioned in numerous interviews during Big 12 Media Days that he was named the so-called oldest player on the defense there. He don't even look like it, but he is, of course, of an age number anyways, that is, but he has been every bit as good there as well, and he's had to step up. Obviously, because, of course, you know, going back, if you want to rewind through Daniel Green's career at K-State, hammered with unfortunate injuries there. Austin Moore has had to be counted on numerous times to step up, and he has done just like that. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, excuse me, all things Kansas State sports. This is the weekend edition, which just means player profile, looking back at K-State players, mainly seniors here. Something a little bit different here in the podcast. I started this kind of out of the fly last weekend. If you missed out on Brendan Mott and Marcus Siegel, go back and check those podcasts out. This is Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. We continue with the captain, the oldest player of the team, Austin Moore, 78 tackles. He became the 27th player in K-State school history, right up to 250 tackles in a career. Also, well, actually, he needs 57 more solo tackles to rank inside the top 10 in K-State history. We go back to 2023. He started all 13 games for K-State, tied for team honor 20, team honors with 63 tackles to go along with a team-leading 12.5 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, and a fumble recovery. He earned all Big 12 second-team honors. I mentioned that a few moments ago, from the league's coaches, in addition to earning votes for the Big 12 Defensive Player Award, set a career high, 3 tackles for loss in the season opener a year ago against Southeast Missouri, which included a sack, which he came back with 2 more tackles for loss against Troy, and was second. That was the second time in his career he had multiple tackles for loss in consecutive games there as well. And now I want to go down here real quick. I mentioned all academic Big 12 first team. Yep. That was huge for him. 4.0 GPA last year. last year there as well. Here, let's see. Austin Moore from Overland Park, Kansas, folks. And let's see here. His major is kinesiologically, if I can say that right. We're just going to roll off with it. I apologize for that. You know what it is. We're not going to say that again. we're not going to say that again, folks, on the podcast. You know what it means right there as well. He did earn his degree last year in that department there as well. 2019, he redshirted. 2020, saw action in 7 games as well. 2021, also played in all 13 games there. His first career start ever was against KU rival. And look, I've been listening to the radio station, and it's still going to get used to, because I got to hear mostly KU stuff, but also you got throwing lame old Missouri stuff, a.k.a. Carrington Harrison on his radio show locally, 610. But yeah, gotta figure out how to, at least get used to that. But just listening to kind of what he's been talking about and anything else. I know Thursday it was, K-State Day, everything else like that. Jerome Tang was on. I did not listen to Gene Taylor. I will go back at some point this weekend and listen to that interview with what he did there. And look, I want to go back to the KU real quick before we sign out. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, taking a look at Austin Moore, who will look to be to continue to lead that defense to higher levels in 2024. But KU and K-State, that is going to be the game this year. And I can't think of any rivalry game. Well, actually, this matchup, any hyped up. Last year it was up there because it was in Lawrence and all that other stuff, and it was a sold-out crowd. And look, KU had K-State on the ropes for majority of that game. But this year, it's been up to already. We haven't even saw a snap yet in 2024. And the ceiling for this game, and I might do a little something special on this maybe later. We'll see. We'll see about that. But K-State, KU already at a high. This matchup this year in Manhattan, of course. In Manhattan, let's keep that in mind. Bill Snyder Family Stadium is already living up to the billing. And we're not even, these teams haven't even played a snap of college football this year yet. But until next month. So, yeah, the hype is already there because, look, KU, K-State, they're both going to be in the running to try to get themselves to Arlington, right? Obviously, K-State, we already have mentioned the talent on offense. Since we started the player profiles, we have focused on the defense. And K-State's defense, again, you can stay healthy, everything else like that. I've said this over and over. You want to be elite, you got to stop big-time offenses. And KU is one of those offenses. So, again, Austin Moore, Desmond Purnell, Brennan Mott, Marcus Siegel, go down the line here, Uso. The list goes on and on about this defense. K-State defense led by, of course, defense coordinator Joe Klineman. Gotta do what you have to do. And it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, Austin Moore, gotta stay healthy. And he's been definitely a reliable player throughout his K-State career. And he's going to be if K-State's going to get back to Arlington for an opportunity to win another Big 12 championship two in the last 3 years, yeah, I'm going to put that out there. Just putting that out there. He's going to have to be what he's been doing, be productive all year long, and I have no worries about that, about him. And really, that whole linebacker core, really, really solid across the board. And you add, of course, Elik Marinko, as well as the transfer that we have not talked about much about in this podcast. He transferred over as well. He's going to be a part of that linebacker, solid linebacking crew. Again, we're going to begin into all this, hopefully, within the next several weeks as we really approach football season fast. They're going to be exceptional. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's a little look on Austin Moore. What a career at K-State. And he and Brendan Mott made an announcement this past spring, coming back huge for K-State. And we'll see what's in store for Austin Moore in that K-State defense here next month. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available almost daily, or whenever we have a chance to record Kansas State content. Be out looking for this. I'm recording this on Friday, July 19th. Yes, it's 19th already. We're already in the second half of July already. So be out looking for this tomorrow. I'll have more K-State content coming. Of course, by the time you listen to this, that should be already up wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Player FM, Audio Boom, the list goes on there. If you like what you're listening, make sure you add this podcast. It's K-State Podcast, especially your K-State fan living in KC, Missouri, with Go Power Cat, Three Mall, Aggieville Alley Cats. Make sure you keep up with them on socials. Obviously, another good social platform to follow, which I do, which I love, 785 Sports, home of K-State, Twitter, as well. Make sure you follow them as well. Shameless plug, but it's still a good follow as well. We're going to put a pin on this Austin Moore episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC, Missouri. Go Cats. Stay tuned for more Wildcat coverage this weekend. Go Cats.